The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.flypod.com. That's it.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Mayonnaise is an ingredient with penicillin-like properties, says Don Zink, Senior Science Advisor for the FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition in College Park, Maryland. Mayonnaise is a homogenized mixture of oil, water, and egg white to stabilize it. The salt and vinegar, or lemon juice, makes the tiny droplets of water suspended in the mixture deadly to microbes. The word coney, found in the name of the famous amusement park, Coney Island, is a Dutch word meaning rabbit. Remember Alfred Hitchcock's thriller, The Birds? In reality, his screen adaptation of Daphne du Maurier's novella of the same name was reinforced by a real occurrence. On August 18, 1961, Santa Cruz, California was invaded by thousands of frantic birds. Since March 2007, marine mammal and seabird strandings and deaths off the Southern California coast have increased markedly. Most of the animals found dead tested positive for domoic acid. This toxin is produced naturally by marine diatoms belonging to the genus Pseudonychia and the species Nychia navisvaringica. When accumulated in high concentration by shellfish during filter feeding, domoic acid can then be passed on to humans via consumption of the contaminated shellfish. Although human illness due to domoic acid has only been associated with shellfish, the toxin can bioaccumulate in many marine organisms that consume phytoplankton, such as anchovies and sardines. Intoxication by domoic acid in non-human organisms is frequently referred to as domoic acid poisoning, or DAP. In mammals, including humans, domoic acid causes amnesic shellfish poisoning and acts as a neurotoxin, causing permanent short-term memory loss, brain damage, and death in severe cases. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.